The Rip, written by Robert Drew and read by Shane Nagle.
The old bloke's full of good advice, Macca Ken said, grinning. He raised his voice.
Tell him your hangover cure.
Hangovers? Roared the old man.
Well, you've got your best cure in the world running right round your property. The bloody fence.
Dan thought of the electrified fence keeping the Riddles cows out of his new lettuces and tomatoes. He laughed.
Really? There's enough voltage to really clear the head if you grab the fence with both hands.
Taking a rise out of the city folks again.
Oh, sure, Dan said.
He's not kidding, shouted Elaine. With a bad hangover, he even wets his hands first.
I don't know about you people, said Janine, but I can't stop looking at the fridge and wondering if your toad's frozen yet.
Although the blasts no longer seemed mysterious or frightening, the nightly hubbub had had its effect. Janine now wore earplugs to bed. They helped block out the gunshots, bats and toads, and also Dan's snoring. The humid summer, on top of the noise, had pushed him into bad sleep patterns, which developed into a sleep apnea that made him doze off at inconvenient times in the day and abruptly jerk awake in the middle of the night. When he did pass out, as if to catch up on weeks of lost sleep, he snored loud enough to drown out even the loudest toads. In his insomniac hours, Dan's mind strayed from one anxiety to the next, most of them centred on their precipitous move to the country. His worries centred on Janine, the way her personality and moods were changing. Not only was she blocking herself off from him at night, in the daytime she'd started disappearing for long solitary drives into the hinterland. More and more he felt cut off. The tree change adventure had begun with a mutual wish to spend more time together in their middle years. Instead, she was drawing away. She seemed to be seeking a sort of baffling independence. Even her speech patterns, her choice of vocabulary, had become isolating. First person singular. Everything was I and me and mine. When he asked her, "What happened to us and our?" she gave him her recently acquired Mona Lisa smile.
"We're all on our individual journeys, Daniel," she said, smug as a guru. "Daniel, what happened to Dan? What bloody journey was this?"